Hello and welcome to Hebrew Podcasts. In today's lesson, we'll hear from Noah about her job teaching Hebrew at the Ulpan. An Ulpan is a school for the intensive study of Hebrew that is designed for adult new immigrants to Israel. Noah will tell us about her students and the program. Let's start by listening to the entire dialogue. We'll then go back and examine it piece by piece. Noah, שמעתי שאת מלמדת עברית באולפן.
כן, אני מלמדת באולפן של הקיבוץ. יש לנו 8 מבוגרים, 6 עולים חדשים ו2 תיירים. הם לומדים עברית 5 ימים בשבוע, מיום ראשון עד חמישי, מ8 עד 2. זה די אינטנסיבי. אני גם מלמדת אותם על התרבות הישראלית וקצת היסטוריה. הלימוד נמשך 5 חודשים.
איך העברית שלהם אחרי 5 חודשים?
האולפן זה רק התחלה. הם צריכים להמשיך ללמוד, לקרוא ולדבר.
Noah, I started by saying I heard that you teach. How did I say that?
שמעתי שאת מלמדת. שמעתי שאת מלמדת.
Shamati means that I heard. It's short for ani shamati. We saw this before. The form of the verb already indicates the first person, so there is no need to say ani. Next, she'at combines she and at, that and you, respectively. Finally, melamedet is the feminine form of the verb to teach in the present. You should not confuse melamedet with lomedet. The former means teaching, while the latter is learning. The two verbs share a common root. As we'll come to appreciate in future lessons, the concept of word roots is fundamental to Hebrew. Noah, you told us about your class. You said we have 8 adults. How did you say we have?
Yesh lanu. Yesh lanu.
Yesh means there is, and lanu means to us. However, together it means we have. Let's practice some variations. Noah, how would we say I have?
Yesh li. Yesh li.
And you have, speaking to a female person?
Yesh lach. Yesh lach.
And you have, speaking to a group of males or a mixed group of males and females or to a group of people of unspecified gender?
יש לכם. יש לכם.
So remember that whenever we talk about people without specifying gender, we'll default to the masculine form. On the other hand, if the group is all female, we'd say
יש לכן. יש לכן.
Note the N sound at the end. Finally, to say he has
יש לו. Yesh lo.
Going back to the dialogue, you said we have 8 adults.
Yesh lanu 8 mevugarim. Yesh lanu 8 mevugarim.
Mevugarim is adults. Noah wasn't specific about the gender of those adults, so she just used the masculine plural form. The number has to agree with the gender. Therefore, Noah used the masculine form of the number, שמונה. Noah, we also heard that 6 of your students are new immigrants. Let's hear that part.
שישה עולים חדשים. שישה עולים חדשים.
The word for immigrants is עולים. This is the plural form. And the word for new is חדשים. So new immigrants are עולים חדשים. Noah, how do you say it in singular, a new immigrant?
Ole chadash. Ole chadash.
And for a female new immigrant?
Ola chadasha. Ola chadasha.
The other two students are tourists.
Tayarim. Tayarim.
And in singular, how do you say a male tourist and a female tourist?
Tayar ve tayeret. תייר ותיירת.
Next, we heard that you teach 5 days a week, from Sunday to Thursday. In Israel, the work week begins in Sunday and the weekend is Friday and Saturday. Sunday is Yom Rishon and Thursday is Yom Chamishi. You can find all the days of the week in the lesson guide. In the dialogue we heard from Sunday to Thursday.
מיום ראשון עד חמישי. מיום ראשון עד חמישי.
From to is מי עד. We heard another use of this when you said from 8 to 2.
משמונה עד שתיים. משמונה עד שתיים.
Studying Hebrew 5 days a week from 8 to 2 is quite intensive. Let's hear how you said it's quite intensive. The word for it's is
זה. זה.
And the word for quite is
day. Day.
Don't confuse it with the word די, which means enough. Day means quite. Finally, the word for intensive is
intensivi. Intensivi.
So the entire sentence, it's quite intensive, was
זה די אינטנסיבי. זה די אינטנסיבי.
The Ulpan is an immersive program. Noah explained that she also teaches her students about the Israeli culture and a little history. Let's hear that in two parts. About the Israeli culture.
על התרבות הישראלית. על התרבות הישראלית.
And a little history.
וקצת היסטוריה. וקצת היסטוריה.
ו is end. קצת means a little. The Ulpan program is of 500 hours. It lasts 5 months. I was wondering how well the students did after 5 months of Ulpan. I asked, how is their Hebrew?
איך העברית שלהם? איך העברית שלהם?
The word for their or theirs is שלהם. Let's see some variations. To ask about myself, how is my Hebrew?
איך העברית שלי? איך העברית שלי?
And if I wanted to ask you, Noah, how is your English, I would ask.
איך האנגלית שלך? איך האנגלית שלך?
Noah, you answered that studying in the Ulpan is merely the beginning. It provides the basis, but the students need to continue to learn, read, and speak. How did you say they need?
הם צריכים. הם צריכים.
צריכים is plural. In singular, it's צריך. This is a very versatile word that could mean need, should, have to, or must. Next, we heard 4 verbs. Let's take them one at a time. To continue is
להמשיך. להמשיך.
To learn is
ללמוד. ללמוד.
To read is
לקרוא. לקרוא.
And to speak is
לדבר. לדבר.
All 4 verbs are in their infinitive form. It means that they don't vary by time, gender, or plurality. They simply describe the action of the verb. So to conclude, Noah, let's hear how you said they need to continue to study, to read, and to speak.
הם צריכים להמשיך ללמוד, לקרוא ולדבר. הם צריכים להמשיך ללמוד, לקרוא ולדבר.
For a complete transcript and explanation of today's dialogue and for additional information, please refer to the lesson guide downloadable from our website at hebrewpodcasts.com. Before we end our lesson, let's listen again to the entire dialogue. We'll pause after each line for you to repeat it out loud. Noa, shamati she'at melamedet עברית באולפן.
כן, אני מלמדת באולפן של הקיבוץ. יש לנו 8 מבוגרים. 6 עולים חדשים ו2 תיירים. הם לומדים עברית 5 ימים בשבוע. מיום ראשון עד חמישי. מ8 עד 2. זה די אינטנסיבי. אני גם מלמדת אותם על התרבות הישראלית. וקצת היסטוריה. הלימוד נמשך 5 חודשים.
איך העברית שלהם אחרי 5 חודשים?
האולפן זה רק התחלה. הם צריכים להמשיך ללמוד, לקרוא ולדבר.
That's it for today. Until next time, שלום ולהתראות בפעם הבאה.
להתראות בפעם הבאה.